potential of your leadership is a direct reflection of the quality of your habits. Craig Gruchel. Hey everyone, and thank you for joining yet another episode of Speak with Clarity, Confidence and Charisma. I'm your host, Connelly Bennett, and in today's recording, we're really talking about why it is so difficult to maintain habits. What is it that the problem is with us setting goals and not being able over time to maintain these goals we set for ourselves? So make sure you've got a piece of paper, a pen, and stay tuned if you want to find out what the key is to creating high impact habits that last. I will see you in a bit. Why is it that a habit is really important as a leader? Why is it that being authentic leaders means that we need to create habits that last? I mean, this is a really open question. And those of you who are now listening live or on the recording, my invitation is, of course, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the questions that I have, because this is really a dynamic conversation, and it's a conversation between all of us as a community to really get to the bottom of some of these issues. And as always, you know, I'm doing these podcasts not necessarily because I feel like I have all the answers, but one of the things that I feel is important as an authentic leader is that we're always growing and we are curious. So one of the things that I'm curious about is really this idea of why is it that we need to create a habit in the first place? Why can't we just do what we want to do and, you know, see where things go? So that's the first thing I've been thinking about, because I heard once something and it was really, really powerful. And by the way, a lot of this content today comes from Craig Gruchel. I listened to one of his podcasts. And I thought, wow, this is really, really great information. And I wanted to share it with you guys, especially since we're starting, of course, in September. Those of you who are starting, you know, a new school term, et cetera, so it's an opportunity for us to always re-examine where we are. So he was talking about this idea of willpower versus wise power, willpower versus wisdom, of course, paraphrasing everything that I hear. And I've always struggled with this concept of willpower. I decide, okay, so I want to lose some weight. And I think, okay, so I need to make sure I'm drinking lots of water, cut out gluten, cut out carbohydrate, you know, all these ideas that we have about what we need to do in order to reach a goal. I don't know about you. Share in the comments, you know, how long do your goals last? Because, you know, usually it doesn't last more than a day or two, especially when it comes to eating habits. And why, you know, why is it that sometimes our habits don't last? And I was really thinking about this concept. And, you know, I'm always asking you about whether something adds value. You know, are your habits adding value? And this question I want to change, and I want to ask you, are your habits enhancing the fullness of who you authentically are, or are they adding value? Now, this might seem like the same thing to you. I'll ask the question again. Are your habits enhancing the fullness of who you authentically are, or are they adding value? Now, yes, to add value also could be seen as sort of from an abundant perspective, you're adding something. But to me, to add water into a glass might potentially mean that there is something missing, is not complete already. Versus to enhance means that you have everything that you have within you. And all that a habit is doing is enhancing, is creating a space for you to fully express all of who you are here to be. Okay, not do, but be. Because often our habits are created with the end goal of doing something, accomplishing something. So it's sort of that outside focus. And for me, enhancing the value of who you authentically are might be the first key to us creating habits that last. So that's the first question is, before we even set out creating a habit, is it enhancing or is it adding value? Are you creating that habit because you think you are lacking something or because you think it is important for you to be a role model? Now, in my book, I talk about, and this is one of the things I'm going to invite you to do as growth work at the end of this podcast, is you'll see in my book, I've outlined the term authentic. And I have for each letter written down who it is that I wanted to be as an authentic leader. Because today what we're doing is we're looking at answering the question, well, who do you want to be as an authentic leader? Not what you want to accomplish. Who do you want to be as an authentic leader? And what values of the heart are going to be enhanced so that you can be that full expression of yourself versus focusing on the goal itself as a tangible external, target, like earning a certain amount of money or accomplishing certain things like losing this amount of weight. So yes, we're going to talk about that, but I'd like you to shift your focus for a little bit today and just really think about this idea of who it is that you're wanting to be. Now, what's really important for us to understand is, and I won't be talking a lot about it today, maybe in a future podcast, you often hear me talking about, you know, the human operating system, and it's based on a lot of the work that Dr. Joe Dispenza does in his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Highly recommend this book. And he talks really about how who you are and your identity as a leader. Now, think about, you know, why it is that we create goals, right? As we know as human beings, we're always in a space of movement. We know that intuitively we need to move in order to evolve. Without movement, you stay stagnant. So it is always about movement, which is why we always feel like we're needing to set goals, because it's just part of human nature. It's part of human nature, the human being, but also the spiritual being. It's this desire to continuously grow and then to continuously, of course, contribute from that growth. So Dr. Joe always talks about this idea of how your identity that you have today is based on repeated actions, repeated behaviors. So the form of your expression, your personality, who you are, is based on repeated actions. Okay, now let's take it one step back. Now, before your actions comes from repeated conditioned thoughts. Those thoughts, take it back one more step, where do those thoughts come from? Those thoughts come from a belief system, which is either I am enough or I am not enough. So I am enough, the thought is an enhancement of an expression, which is I am enough, I don't need to change anything, or I am not enough, which is then thinking I need to add something, I need to change something, I need to be something different. Okay? What are you hearing so far? Share in the comments below. Before then, before the belief system, it comes from a trigger moment of feeling safe and unsafe. All right. So, this is important for us to remember that, okay, if we're wanting to change the end goal, which is, of course, changing our identity, what we're needing to do then is we're needing to change our behaviors, we're needing to change our thoughts, our feelings, and our belief systems. Okay, so we know that who you are is what you repeatedly do. Who you are is what you repeatedly think. Who you are is what you repeatedly feel. And a lot of people talk about this as the state of being. Dr. Joe talks about it as well. The feelings create the thoughts create the action then becomes integrated as a memory within the physical body. That just then becomes a form of your expression. Okay. So fine, we get that. Who we are is repeated behaviors. Now, one of the things that we think about is that as a human being, we're either coming from I am enough or not enough. So sometimes what we'll do is we'll set habit based on this idea of, oh, I'm not enough. I need to be more. I need to lose more weight. I need to be earning more money. As a leader, I need to be more charismatic. I need to, I don't know, do more YouTube videos, or whatever it is that you're thinking in your teams, right? I need to be more patient, or whatever it is that you think is needed within the team as a goal. And often we think, okay, so I need to change absolutely everything, or I need to create these massive habits. But here's the thing is that I don't believe big habits last. I believe that small habits over time create lasting effects. Small habits that are consistently applied over time create the lasting effects. Now, what's very interesting is that Craig Grishel talks about, I don't know where it comes from, but I'm going to make up the term now. I think it's called Keystone Habits. I think they're called Keystone. Basically, I'll talk about it a little bit more in upcoming podcasts, but there are these habits that are not necessarily about the end goal itself, but it is about the behavior. It's about the person that you're wanting to be. So, for example, one of my goals is to always show up as me. Okay, always show up as me. Be authentic. So be unapologetic about how I'm showing up. Now, it might not necessarily link to it, but in order to show up unapologetically, I need to be balanced. I need to be grounded. I need to feel in my body that I am sort of cleansed almost in a way. So, what habits have I started to implement? What I do every day is I try and have some lemon juice. Now, what is the link between lemon juice and showing up unapologetically? Well, there's no link specifically, but this is what's important. This is the link I'm trying to make here, is that it's not necessarily a big habit, it's a small habit. But I'm making a commitment to myself and I'm saying, okay, this is an important habit for me. Every day I'm going to wake up, I'm going to have my lemon juice. And it's not the fact that I am having a lemon juice, it's the intention behind that action. The intention is I want to show up as the best expression of myself. I want to always feel a sense of being cleansed, right? Feeling sort of refreshed when I show up in front of people. So there's a very big gap between it, but what I'm doing is I'm making that commitment to myself. And that's what small keystone habits are actually about, is making that commitment to yourself, the small action. And then you do it over time, time after time after time, because like Louise Hay says, as you do one thing is as you do everything. So let's say, for example, I do it for a week and then I don't do it again. I start to create this have I you know I create this false perception, which is actually, you see, you don't have any willpower. That thought, so the feeling is, okay, you don't sorry, I stopped drinking my lemon juice. It creates this feeling of, ah, yeah, you see, you just don't have that willpower. It's that sense of lack of worth. That lack of worth creates a new thought pattern, which is you don't have willpower. You're not really a good person. How can you say that you're a leader? That then creates an action, which is a defense mechanism, which is hiding, not wanting to show up. Okay. And then I don't show up on Facebook Lives, for example, or I don't produce my content. And then that becomes a form of your expression where you're hiding as a defense mechanism, all because you didn't make that commitment to ensure that the small habit is done every single day. Okay, you with me? So it's not about the behavior itself. I always say it's not about what you do, it's how you make other people feel. It's not what you say, it's the energy that other people are feeling unconsciously when you are communicating with them. And it's the same thing when you are communicating with all things in your life. So it's not about the lemon juice, it's not about the behavior, It's not about the action, but it's about the intention behind it. Okay? So successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. This is what Craig Grishel says. So it's about looking at what small habits can you change. There's this great app called Fabulous. And it's a really great app. And what they do is they talk about creating one habit per day. Just one habit. I would even say one habit per week. I would even say one small habit every month, because otherwise it just gets too overwhelming. But one small habit. So you start with, okay, fine. I'm going to, let's say you want to be a dynamic leader, okay? One that inspires passion. So you think, right, who do I want to be? I want to be dynamic, okay? And I want to change the way that I communicate with people. I want to be more energetic. So you think to yourself, okay, so what one habit do I need to change in order to be more dynamic? And you think, okay, exercise. I want to feel better in my body. So instead of saying, right, the habit is going to be to run every day or to exercise four times a week, and you're not doing it, you could do maybe couch to 5K, you know, small incremental change, or even 1 minute per day. Like you just do a plank for 1 minute and you do it for 1 week. Then the next week, you do it for 2 minutes. Next week, 3 minutes. And over time, that's eventually going to be maybe 20 minutes of exercise per day that you've consistently implemented. And this is this idea of think small and think consistent. Think small and think consistent. So our goals do not determine our success, but our habits determine our success. So what's really important here is the following. I'd like you to think about who it is that you're wanting to be. Not what you are wanting, but who it is that you're wanting to be. And we'll talk about this in a moment. I'd like you to take a break, pause, come back, and make a few points. Who is it that you're wanting to be as a leader, and what values of the heart are you wanting to portray as that role model for your team? Okay, so we've looked at who it is that we want to be. So I want to be, then knowing that the doing will come from that and the having will come from that. So firstly, looking at who it is that you're wanting to be as a leader. Now, like I said to you in the beginning, willpower versus wisdom. Sometimes I'm unable to really stick to my habits. And, you know, we're going to talk about it in the upcoming podcast, this idea of why it is that we're unable to stick to our habits. And one of the reasons really is that we don't see the result quick enough. So let's say, for example, I decide that I'm going to be a dynamic leader, right, for my team. I want them to always be enthused and excited about coming to work. I want to create that ethos of enjoyment within the company. And I think in order to be an enthusiastic leader, so I am an enthusiastic leader. I am an inspiring leader. These are your I am statements. I'm going to encourage you to write for me. And he thinks, fine, exercise. This is how I'm going to do it. You start with your 1 minute exercise. It doesn't last. But why? Now, often one of the reasons is because we just are not seeing the results fast enough. So you think, okay, I haven't lost any weight. I've been doing exercise every day and I haven't lost any weight. Or I've been doing 1 minute planks and look, it's been a month and my team is still not enthusiastic. So we give up because we're not seeing the results fast enough. I always talk about the fact that we live in a microwave society. You know, I want my coffee extra hot and I want it done like within 30 seconds. It really amuses me, but I'm exactly the same. I'd like things done straight away. I want to lose the weight straight away. I want to earn the money straight away. versus knowing that these things actually happen gradually over time. So we get frustrated, and I mean, frustration is an incredible feeling if you think about it. Underneath frustration is fear. Now, the reason you get frustrated is because of fear. What is the fear? The fear is that maybe it'll never happen. What's the fear underneath that? With my clients, we do this fear inventory. Okay, and we look at always going, what's underneath that fear? What's underneath that fear? What's underneath that fear? And you'll see that at the bottom of every and each frustration is a fear that you are not enough. It's the hopelessness. It's the, well, what's the point? Because I'm not enough to inspire. I'm not enough to make a difference. So remember that what you're doing then is you're giving up because you have gone back to that space of trigger, the belief system of I am not enough, which isn't the truth. Katie Byron always talks about this, doesn't she? Is it the truth? Well, no, it's not the truth. So keeping that, so a good tip I'm thinking about now is just really keep affirming to yourself and reminding yourself that the source belief is in order for you to be an enhanced expression of yourself as an authentic leader. Okay, so same thing with some of the bad habits that we've created as defense mechanisms. We keep doing them because we don't see the negative effect over a long term. So maybe I think one glass of wine every single night, not so much of a problem, but over 365 days, let's say I'm trying to lose weight, that's what 150, I don't know how many calories there are in wine, but you know, it's harder to lose weight because you're drinking wine every day, or maybe one chocolate every single day over short period of time doesn't change anything. It makes me think about, you know, my healthy eating habits since moving back to the UK. I've been eating really, really well. Okay. And I haven't lost a lot of weight, but I have people joke about it, but I've been losing like 300 grams per month. Not a lot of weight, but over time, that's a good 3 kgs, 5 kgs in a year. Isn't that what we're wanting is to create healthy lifestyles? You're wanting to be in this moment, the enhanced expression of yourself, not in the future. So acting now, being now in that habit, in that way of being. Okay, so we know that our life and our leadership is the sum total of the habits that we create over time, the consistent behaviors. Now remember that you, who you are, is not because of the decision that you made yesterday, last minute, 20 years ago. Who you are is the conscious choice that you make in every present moment. So the conscious choice that can only be created in the fullness, stillness of the moment from that trigger point of I am enough. There's this beautiful analogy of how, you know, when you boil water, it gradually heats. It gradually heats over time. So, you know, when you first put it on, it doesn't go to boiling point. It takes a couple of minutes. And that's the same thing with your inspiration as a leader. You know, you're going to turn the heat up and it's going to slowly heat. And then maybe one bubble and then two, three, four. And eventually it's going to be boiling. But it doesn't happen overnight and it takes time. So it's almost that idea of trusting in the divine flow of your personal growth because we always talk about how our journey as leaders is that reflection of the journey of growth, of personal growth. So instead of seeing it from a space of frustration, seeing why we weren't able to maintain that habit from a space of curiosity. Remember small, consistent actions over time. And remember that we're not changing our habits because we want other people to fulfill that void. We're not changing our habits because we want people to think we're these amazing leaders. We're changing these habits because we want to be a more enhanced expression of ourselves. And often, a lot of people are not going to see everything that you're doing. Maybe when the water's boiling, they say to you, "Oh my gosh, you're so incredible. You've lost so much weight." They just think, it's happened overnight. Like there's this magic wand solution. We all want a magic wand, but it's not the magic wand, it's the journey. It's the those small reflective moments that you've had throughout your lifetime. So remember that what stops us behind that frustration are those negative limiting beliefs that we create about ourselves. Okay. And the more we think about those thoughts, the more the thought creates an action, the action becomes the identity. So we're looking at this from two parts, right? The first part is our behaviors, our habits, to be lasting, need to come from that space of I am enough versus being in that space of I am not enough. So often our behaviors either come from that space, or when we're unable to fulfill a habit, the frustration, the fear, the anger all comes from a fear. What is that fear? Look at that fear and see, where it's coming from and do some reprogramming around it. So what I'm going to invite you to do now is really to think about, okay, in order to create a new habit, I need to know why I'm doing it. Why I'm doing it is because of who I want to be. Okay. And we know and we trust that the doing, the goal, will automatically find a way of coming into existence through that space of being. Because remember, it's not what you do, it's how you make other people feel. It's not what you do. Another great book that I recommend you read is The Diamond Cutter. And fantastic book that talks about how the thoughts that you have, the unconscious thoughts that you have, are key to manifesting the success in your business. And maybe we'll read this again in book club in the academy. So it's really important that we look at the being first, which automatically creates those habits. So my invitation to you is this: get a piece of paper. I write down the word authentic down the left-hand side of your piece of paper. Decide on what values of the heart are important to you. And then look at writing I am statements that correspond with each of the different letters. So A could be authentic, right? The first A, authentic. Why not, right? Authentic leader. So what is the value of being authentic? A value is maybe being vulnerable. A lot of people speak to me about the balance between vulnerability, authenticity, and professionalism. Okay, so a value could be being vulnerable. In our next podcast, we're going to look at how we can create these habits that go in alignment with these values. But for now, I'd like you to just write down what are those values that correlate with each of the different habits. I'm sure many of you listening have read The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, Effective People, the Stephen Covey book. And his 7th habit is all about sharpening the saw, isn't it? It's about how every experience, like I always talk about, each cycle of completion allows you an opportunity to have a gift. What is the gift? And what we're doing is, I'm reminding you that, like we do everything, creating habits is not necessarily about the end goal. It's about what we're learning about ourselves. And why are we learning about ourselves? Well, because we know the only way to feel fulfilled is through growth and contribution. And this is our way of sharpening our sword. It's our way of being the fullest expression of all of who we are. So we're seeing each experience from a space of curiosity. We're seeing it from a space of joy, Okay, there's an excitement to learning more about how we can be the fuller expressions of ourselves versus analyzing the experience. Yes, sometimes there's a time for us to integrate and to go into it, but we're analysis for me has a very judgmental connotation to it. Like, you're not enough, you should change, you should have known better. That's one for me is you should have known better. You've been doing this work for so long and you're still not able to get everything perfect. But so we're not analyzing, we're in the joy and we are in the fun of the experience. So a reminder between now and the next time that we meet, the invitation is for you to write authentic down the left-hand side of your page and creating, you know, the value that goes with who it is that you're wanting to be. And we'll have a look at, we'll have a look in the next few podcasts about how we can create those. Guys, thank you so much for joining. As always, feel free to click on the link below. You'll see that you can download my ultimate A to Z guide of powerful public speaking tips. And as always, feel free to share your thoughts in the comments below. I love hearing from you. Please subscribe, you know, share on your channels, tag me in any content if you want, and we'll get the conversation going. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. As always, thank you for listening and look forward to learning and growing with you so we can all fully express all of who we authentically are. I will see you then. Over the last few years, I have seen three common mistakes that people make when presenting themselves. Whether it be on stage or on camera or in board meetings or workshops, whoever you are, there are three mistakes that you are likely making. So I'd love to share this resource with you. Send me an email on info@meraklclbgroup.com. That's info@meraklclbgroup.com with the subject title, Three Common Mistakes, and I'll send it over to you. In this outline, in this resource, I outline what these mistakes are and how you can prevent yourself from making these mistakes in the future. I look forward to getting your email, and feel free if you have any questions at all. I'm doing this podcast for you, so please do feel free to email me on info@meraklclbgroup.com with any questions and proposals of topics that you want me to do in my podcast. All right, guys, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next podcast.